The following is a message from Bishop Jeffrey Monforton, Bishop of the Diocese of Steubenville.
Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. We hear from Jesus himself, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." Dear friends, we are 2 months into summer, and I believe we all share the same frustration concerning the COVID-19 pandemic. Understandably, we are tired of the masks, the social distancing, not to mention all the strict rules and regulations that have been implemented concerning public worship. At the same time, we also realize there is purpose and motivation behind such restrictions: to be compassionate and merciful toward our fellow brothers and sisters. You see, to be merciful is to be concerned more directly with moral and spiritual values. We are to be concerned not so much about ourselves, but those who are near to us, those who are dear to us, and yes, even those who are distant to us. God did not create this world to be divisive, but to be unitive. Jesus says in the Gospel according to Luke, "Be merciful as your Father is merciful." Father Raniero Cantalamessa, the preacher to the papal household of our last 3 Holy Fathers, indicates in his writings that Jesus' welcoming of sinners did not just catch the eye of many, it raised the ire of others. Jesus' forgiveness of sins caused great scandal for the right reasons. Moreover, in the gospel stories, Jesus goes so far as to condemn those who are hardened of heart and inflexible, instead basking in their own self-righteousness. To not exercise mercy is to receive a self-inflicted wound, compromising our very discipleship. In my nursing home visits, in which I remained on the outside of the building for the blessing, I have encountered profound gratitude from the residents, as well as staff members. In turn, I have also sensed feelings from that of uncertainty to even sheer horror during this pandemic. Our nursing home residents, their staff members, as well as all healthcare workers, deserve our mercy and our prayers. Dear friends, some of our freedoms have been suspended as a result of the pandemic. However, it is a misplaced attitude to believe that we have the right to do should govern our actions. In fact, we must contrast what we have the right to do with what is the right thing to do. In our nation, both abortion and euthanasia are legal. Namely, the civil laws indicate that people have the right to both, when in fact, neither is ever the right thing to do. Equating what we have the right to do with what is the right thing to do is how the devil outwits us. Jesus reminds us that a true attitude of a Christian disciple is to be a protagonist in the body of Christ. Of course, life can be messy, and at times confrontation and disagreement is woven into community life. Father Cantalamessa likens a community to a motor. Motors have friction, as do communities, especially parish communities and families. And yet, mercy, like motor oil, neutralizes or minimalizes the friction. St. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, reminds us that kind words are the ultimate friction fighters. "Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for edifying, as fits the occasion, that it may impart grace to those who hear." Christian mercy is woven into the fabric of Christian conduct. Mercy is unconditional and is empathy in action. My dear friends, may the attitude of mercy guide your actions and mine, your words and mine. We are protagonists in this story. Stay holy. Stay healthy. Stay safe. Amen.
The preceding message was from Bishop Jeffrey Montfortin, Bishop of the Diocese of Steubenville.